My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1276, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll hop aboard the express train, deal with feelings of emptiness, go to bed, celebrate Patty Pickens' birthday, and spend some time down by the river. The Polar Express is a 2004 animated Christmas fantasy adventure film based on the 1985 children's book of the same name. The film was directed by Robert Zemeckis and stars Tom Hanks in six roles. For no particular reason, I've never seen it, but might remedy that this holiday season. In the meantime, here are some other musical express trains.
Some flattened minutes. All aboard for the dining car. We'll be right back. On the boat express I ride, see us every day. Flashing by the countryside, picking flowers on the way. Once a wedding pair didn't seem to care, they were full of love, I guess. And the honeymoon started far too soon on the Wigan Boat Express. A chap one day with a girl got gay, I saw them both caress. She got what for in the corridor on the Wigan Boat Express. When we shunt, the back's in front and the front part's in the rear. If we survive, then we'll arrive alongside Wigan Pier. Cried a lady, ooh, bring a doctor do, I think I'm in distress. She was feeling shocks in a signal box on the Wigan Boat Express. Incline one day, the train was standing still. I said we can't wait here all day, so we pushed it up the hill. If it's wet or fine, off we start at 9. We're prompt, I must confess, and by 1:30, 2 miles we've done on the Wigan Boat Express. Once a chap I saw on the engine floor, he'd gone to sleep, I guess, but he woke to find a tender behind on the Wigan Boat Express. Now when we shunt, the back's in front and the front part's in the rear. If we survive, then we'll arrive alongside Wigan Pier. Mrs. Brown looked swell, but sad to tell, on the door she tore her dress. And the sun shone gay through the permanent way on the Wigan Boat Express. In front and the front part's in the rear. If we survive, then we'll arrive alongside Wigan Pier. In the sleeping car, they go too far, all mixed up more or less, but they rearrange when I shout all change on the Wigan Boat Express.
George Formby, who's on the Wigan Boat Express, from Regal Xenophone MR3325, August 4th, 1940. That was written by Formby with Harry Gifford and Frederick E. Cliff. A boat train is a passenger train operating to a port for the specific purpose of making connection with a ferry, ocean liner, or cruise ship. The joke is that Formby's hometown of Wigan is an industrial city located inland and nowhere near the sea. Before George Formby was jazz clarinetist and bandleader Edmund Hall and his Celesta Quartet with Celestial Express, from 12-inch Blue Note 78 number 17, made in 1941. The other members of the quartet were Meade Lux Lewis on Celesta, Charlie Christian on guitar, and on bass, Israel Crosby. We started the show with German pianist, composer, conductor, and arranger Hans Bund and his orchestra with Orient Express, written by Gerhard Mohr. That's from Telefunken 78, number A1481, made in Berlin on October 11, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I played There's a Vacant Chair at Home Sweet Home, sung by Charles Harrison. There aren't many vintage vacant songs, but vacant can mean empty, and there are plenty of vintage songs about emptiness. Thank you.
chat, always brag about this and that. Half of them talk right through their hat, that you will allow. Talk about big things that they do, most of the things they say ain't true. Listen to me and I'll give you some good advice right now. Empty barrels, we learned when we were boys. Empty barrels, make the loudest noise. Kind of bird who's never seen and never heard, who never says a single word or brags or anything. And there's a man who talks a lot about all the different things he's got, but we know that's a lot of rot, and that's just why I sing. Empty barrels, we learned when we were boys. Empty barrels, make the loudest noise. Empty barrels, make the loudest noise.
It was near the Christmas season, and a thousand different toys were displayed upon the counters of the stores. You could hear the shouts and laughter of the happy girls and boys, and the Christmas lights were flashing o'er and o'er. But suddenly a whistle blew, a loud and shrilling blast. An officer came running down the way. For a man had been caught stealing, it was just a china doll. As they tore it from his grasp, I heard him say, "It was for my little baby. How I'd long to bring her joy. She's been writing notes to Santa, begging for a little toy. Oh, I'd rather go to prison, bear the load of shame and scorn, than to see her stocking empty when she wakes on Christmas morn."
"Isn't that a likely story?" said the officer aloud, as he turned to drag the broken man away. But there came a wealthy stranger from among the surging crowd, and he said, "Let's hear what more he has to say." And when he heard the story of a man without a job, his little daughter sick at home in bed, he said, "I'll pay the damage and I'll see that you get work, for my heart was touched with pity when you said,
it was for my little baby. How I'd long to bring her joy. She's been writing notes to Santa, begging for a little toy. Oh, I'd rather go to prison, bear the load of shame and scorn, than to see her stocking empty
wakes on Christmas morn.
Well, you can't get a much more divergent set of records than that. We started that empty set with Eddie Younger and his Mountaineers, a pseudonym for Arthur Fields and or Fred Hall, both of whom get credit for that tune, Empty Barrels. It's just Arthur Hall on the vocal here, and the rest of the Mountaineers are Leo McConville on trumpet, Eddie Grosso clarinet, accordionist Charles Magnanti, and on guitar, Al Russo. We heard the Clarion 78, number 5436, made January 23, 1931, but it was also issued on Columbia's other budget label, Velvet Tone. Next were Lulu Bell and Scotty with the tearjerker, The Empty Stocking, from Conqueror 9586, recorded September 24, 1940. Lulu Bell and Scotty were actually Myrtle Eleanor Cooper and Scott Green Wiseman, and were known as the Sweethearts of Country Music. The duo were married on December 13, 1934, when they were both regulars on the National Barn Dance, and it was Wiseman who wrote The Empty Stocking. We finished up with Johnny Hodges and his orchestra with Empty Ballroom Blues, written by Duke Ellington, pianist in the band, and trumpeter Cootie Williams. Vocalion 4213 was recorded June 22, 1938. This next record fits the empty category of the previous segment, but it's a two-parter, so it's going to start off this segment, in which we're going to bed.
Thank you. thrill me, and it thrills me night and day. Lord, he knows how to thrill me, he thrills me night and day. He's got a new way of loving, almost takes my breath away. Lord, he's got that sweet something, and I told my girlfriend Lou. He's got that sweet something, and I told my girlfriend Lou. By the way she's raving, she must have gone and tried it too.
Everybody loves to play that game. Best spring poker's a renation to a many man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. Most every man has a game in his home. Rather play somebody else's than play his own. Best spring poker's a renation to a many man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. As a brown-skinned woman lives out on a hill, used to play poker and she plays it still. This spring poker's a renation to a many man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. That's what you call bed spring poker. When she gets it plain and she plays it in a race, you will have three aces, but she will have a royal place. Now best spring poker's a renation to a many man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. There is a man, his name is Bill. He used to play poker and he plays it still. Now best spring poker's a renation to a many man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand.
When my bed blanket, fill up his head at night. Bought him a blanket, fill up his head at night. Then I bought him a mattress so he could lay just right. He came home one evening with his spirit way up high. He came home one evening with his spirit way up high. What he had to give me made me wring my hands and cry. Lesson that I never had before. He gave me a lesson that I never had before. When he got through teaching me from my elbow down was sore. And he made it awful hard. He bought my first cabbage and he made it awful hard. Then he put in the bacon, it overflowed the pot. Get good loving, never go and spread the news. Gals will double cross you and leave you with them empty bed too.
We started and ended that set with both sides of Columbia 14312-D. Bessie Smith with Empty Bed Blues, Parts 1 and 2. Charlie Green played trombone with Porter Granger on piano on March 20, 1928. Empty Bed Blues was written by J.C. Johnson, and Smith's recording, the song's first of many, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1983. But remember, sometimes grinding coffee is just grinding coffee. In between the two parts of Empty Bed Blues, we heard an equally risque tune, The Mississippi Shakes with Bedspring Poker. And you'll remember from last week that the Mississippi Shakes were... That's right, guitarist Walter Vinson and violinist Lenny Chatman. That's on OK8927, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, on October 25th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, December 20th, marked the birth in 1914 in Macon, Georgia, of Patty Pickens. One-third of the Pickens sisters, along with her older sisters, Jane and Helen. Their father, Monty, was a successful cotton broker and played piano, and their mother, Sarah, taught them to sing and harmonize. The family moved to New York City in 1932, and when they made a test record for Victor, the label thought they had found their answer to the Brunswick's Boswell sisters. For the next 3 years, the Pickens sisters were a popular close harmony vocal trio, playing all the big clubs in New York. Recorded 25 sides for Victor, were heard regularly on NBC Radio, and even went to Hollywood, where they made several films. Patty Pickens died November 16, 1995, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Here are three by the Pickens sisters from Georgia.
sweetheart Lona, my darling Lona, why have you gone away? You said you loved me, but if you loved me, why did you act this way?
If I had ever been untrue to you, the thing you've done would be the thing to do.
But my heart aches, dear, and it will break, dear, if you don't come back home.
Oh, a king sat up in a bar, sat on the shore, and Lula May, singing a sad refrain to his dear queen who'd gone away. This was his lay.
hear them harmonizing soon. While you are beyond the mountain, Jojo, Jojo, sweet Jojo Brown. She lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get off. Fellas, she ain't met. Georgia claim her, Georgia name her, sweet Georgia Brown.
Just love the Pickens sisters. Most recordings of San, written by Lindsay MacPhail and Walter F. Michaels, are instrumentals, but we started the set with the Pickens sisters' vocal version on Victor 24025, made May 17, 1932, with the session directed by Ed Kirkaby. Next was Goodnight Moon, written by Walter Donaldson. Victor 22929 was made February 16, 1932. We finished up with the flip side of San, Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Ken Casey, Maceo Pinkard, and Ben Burney. On last week's show, I played Rock Me to Sleep in an Old Rocking Chair, written by Tell Taylor, and said although you probably weren't familiar with his name, you would no doubt recognize one of Tell Taylor's more than 21 songs, Down by the Old Mill Stream. Well, it's going to start off this segment, but I wonder what old Tell Taylor himself would think of this swinging arrangement of his tune. See what you think. ¶¶
the old mill stream where I first met you with your eyes all blue, dressed in gingham too. It was then I that you loved me too. You were 16, my village queen, down by the old mill stream.
Thank you. Are we going to a celebration?
Down the Ohio.
Are we going to have a little jamboree?
Down the Ohio.
Are we going to play and play and play?
Down the Ohio.
Are we going to have a good time this evening?
Down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm going to take my violin.
Down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm going to play on my little fiddle.
Down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm going to swing my fiddling bow.
Down the Ohio.
Oh, I'm going to play that thing you know.
Down the Ohio.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna take my guitar. Oh, I'm gonna play on my guitar. Oh, I'm gonna really play that thing. Oh, I'm gonna knock off a dozen strings. Yeah, pick it up, Deerwood, pick it up. Oh, piano, 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 piano. I'm gonna take all those ivory keys. Oh, skitty bitty, wet, whoa. Oh, beat it out, Freddie boy. Now I'm gonna play my banjo. My golden banjo. Oh, I'm gonna really play that thing. Oh, you're gonna hear my banjo ring. Play it, rattlesnake, play it, boy. I'm gonna play on my steel guitar. Oh, I'm gonna play my steel guitar. I'll hitch my wagon to a star. I'm going to town on my steel guitar. Oh, Bobby. We're going to a celebration. Oh, we're going to have a little jamboree. Oh, we're going to swing, swing, swing. Play on my guitar, banjo, fiddle, bass, fiddle, piano.
And that, folks, is how you end a show. Milton Brown and his Brownies down by the Ohio on Decca 5111B from January 27, 1935. The vocalist was O.C. Stockard, who played banjo in the band. Before that, Down by the River, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. That was the SS Leviathan Orchestra, directed by Nelson Maples, on Victor 19078, with Turner Layton singing his lyrics. They gave up after five takes on April 25, 1923, but came back May 7th and tried it four more times, settling on take seven. We started with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra with Dan Grissom taking the vocal honors on Down by the Old Mill Stream. That was recorded April 12, 1938, with the one take issued on Decca 1927 and 25422. As you're listening to the original broadcast of this show, we're actually in the Nashville area of Tennessee visiting family for the holidays. It is decidedly colder here than in Southern California, and although there's no snow forecast during our stay, it is definitely winter, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. So here's an appropriate tune to go out with, the Marimba Novelty Orchestra with Winter Wonderland, written by Dick Smith and Felix Bernard. The uncredited vocalist is Jack Parker, and ARC Matrix number 16292 was recorded November 2nd, 1934, issued on Banner, Conqueror, and Perfect. Thank you.
listening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.